Checking in with Matt Douglas at the Blue Hill Weather Observatory in Milton to get the very latest on the conditions there after this nor'easter slash blizzard. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good morning. Still alive.
Just as a as an aside, we should let folks know that you have been on duty there since the start of this thing, right?
I've generally been here since Sunday morning, so yes.
So you really can give us a blow-by-blow report on how this entire system evolved. But before we do that, what are the current conditions?
So right now we have clear, well, mainly clear skies. The sun is out at least. That's the important part. We're at 22 degrees, and the wind is blowing out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. So we haven't fully gotten rid of that wind, and it is giving us a wind chill that's down in the mid single digit. So back to winter.
Yes.
And visibility about 50 miles this morning. So I
Okay.
expect the visibility will improve as the day goes on with the nice dry air and the atmosphere being cleaned out by all the snow. So,
Yes, it really is the calm after the storm, right?
yes, it is.
Why don't we begin with, I guess, some statistics from the event?
Well, we ended up with a total of 24.8 inches of snow. It's a lot. And that is the second biggest snowstorm of the winter season. Of course, the storm in January, we ended up with 25.3, so kind of close actually. So if you take the two storms and put them together, we've had 50 inches of snow in the last month.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's close to the season total average, isn't it?
The season total, normal for the season, is 60 inches even.
Okay.
As of this morning, we're up to 77.7 for the season,
Okay.
which is 28.8 inches above normal to this point.
To this point, he says.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was one for the books for sure.
Yeah. We did set a couple of records yesterday too. The snowfall for the calendar day yesterday was 24.4 inches. And that beat the old record of 10.6. I mean, I would say it smashed the old record of 10.6, which was set in 1967.
Oh, okay.
And we also set a precipitation record for yesterday. So once it was all melted down, we ended up with 1.98 inches for the day yesterday, for the calendar day. That beat the old record of 1.48, which was also in 1967.
Yeah, all kinds of records falling, yeah.
Yep. And I have some other stats on this as well. If you just bear with me for a second.
Sure. Yeah, no, this is we're recording this for history, so we want to get
Oh boy.
it right. And then I'll ask you about the winds as well, if any record set there.
Didn't quite make the record for the wind. The record wind gust for yesterday would have been 73 miles per hour. But we made it up to 68.
Okay, so still significant.
Yeah, strong enough.
Indeed, yeah. When was the 73? Just curious.
That was in 1 second, I can look that up.
Okay, great. This is live research, folks.
I had the year in my head and then I lost it.
So 73 would have been, that would have been a Category 1 hurricane at that time.
Yes, and that was in 1974.
Okay. All right, so long-standing records are falling here.
Yes, for sure. Now, as for the other stats that I was mentioning,
Yes.
oops, I'm in the wrong place. Let's try this again. Here we go.
This is what
So,
happens when you've gone without sleep for 3 days.
exactly. So, in terms of the greatest snowstorms on record, so it doesn't matter what month or whatever, just the biggest snowstorms. This past one now is ranked 12th on that list. The storm in January was 10th on that list, so
Wow.
pretty close. The greatest calendar day snowfall, so as I mentioned yesterday, we had 24.4 for the calendar day. That is now the third highest calendar day snowfall on the entire record. Doesn't matter what month.
going back to 1885.
That is correct.
Wow, so we were alive to see it. How about
I know.
that?
In terms of February snowstorms, this past event ranked fifth on that list now, just edging out February 17th and 18th of 2003, which had 24.7. So we had 24.8. So
Okay.
just squeaked into fifth place on that list. And then in terms of greatest calendar day snowfall for the month of February, yesterday is now ranked second on that list.
Really?
Yeah, first is 27.4, which was on February 24th, 1969. So that would have been today in
Yes.
1969, and that was part of that 100-hour storm.
Yep.
So.
I've read about that. Yeah, I was just a youngster at the time, but yes. So, did this event ever reach blizzard status up there, Matt?
Oh, for sure. We had probably about 10 hours of blizzard conditions officially, which is a very long time. The criteria for blizzard is at least 3 hours of quarter mile visibility or less in heavy snow and or blowing snow, along with wind gusts exceeding 35 miles per hour. But like I said, we had that for 10 hours, so
Okay.
we definitely qualified.
Yes, like three blizzards in one.
Pretty much.
Goodness. Wow. So
And
definitely.
the heaviest snowfall rate that we had, 3.5 inches fell in 1 hour, and that was between 6 and 7 a.m. yesterday.
Wow, that's astounding.
It is.
Wow.
And despite all of that, that's nothing compared to what happened further to the south across southeast Massachusetts, where many areas got 30 to 40 inches of snow out of this. And one point in one of that really heavy band, I saw a report of 6 inches in 1 hour,
My goodness.
which is about the heaviest snow can ever get.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking the top of the Colorado Rockies system here.
Oh yeah.
Wow, that's astounding.
So this was definitely a major event, to say the least.
Yeah, well, we've heard a lot of the meteorologists talking about bombogenesis. I guess that the barometric pressure just plummets very, very rapidly.
Yes. And this system qualified. Pressure dropped around 35 millibars or so, pretty much in 24 hours, or less than 24 hours, really, more like 18 hours. So to qualify for bombogenesis, you have to drop 24 millibars in 24 hours. So basically 1 millibar an hour. So this well exceeded that.
I see. Okay. And it was such a, I mean, at one point, it's such a heavy, wet snow that, I mean, it was just like paste. You couldn't even see out the windows. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of the worst combination to have that heavy, wet, pasty snow along with those high, strong winds. And that's why there were such a large number of power outages and tree limbs and trees downed and stuff like that, which just added to the chaos.
Yes, and still many outages still to be dealt with. Yeah.
Well, I know there's still a lot of roads that are still impassable, and it's going to take days to clean up from this one.
Sure, and this, as you say, on top of the one at the end of January, which really hadn't left. There was not a lot of melting from that.
Right.
So, what's your total amount on the summit now? With these past two systems.
Right now we're at 28 inches.
Okay. So you have to jump out the
It's
window to get out of the
ridiculous. Like, it's up to my thigh in spots.
building. And you're a tall guy, for folks who don't know, yeah.
Yeah, I'm about 5'10", so
Yeah. My goodness.
it's crazy. Needless to say, I did a lot of shoveling yesterday.
Yeah, it's backbreaking work too, for sure.
Yes, especially when you hadn't slept.
That too.
I was awake for 42 hours straight, so.
Wow. Well, we appreciate you keeping track of this because, as I said, it literally is for the record books. So,
Really is.
yeah.
And hopefully we won't do it again anytime soon.
Amen to that. Yes.
And by anytime soon, I mean in the next 50 years. I'll be
Yes.
guaranteed to be gone by then.
You and me both. But in the short term, I understand there's more coming.
Yeah, but We'll enjoy today before we get there. How about that?
Okay.
So we'll have some sunshine today. We should make it up to around 30 degrees. That brisk northwest wind will continue. Partly cloudy tonight, but it's going to be cold tonight with that fresh snow cover, clear skies, temperature dropping. Not the temperature, the wind dropping off tonight. So there will be some radiational cooling. Temperatures dropping down to near 10. Yeah, looks like we're back to January again. Cloudy tomorrow for the most part, maybe a little bit of sun first thing in the morning, but otherwise clouds would be rapidly increasing, and then some snow moving in early afternoon, we'll say. Actually, no, late morning. It should move in late morning into the early afternoon. Maybe mixing with a little bit of rain, it may be warm enough for that, or it may even change to rain before it ends. It won't be a big deal either way. Maybe an inch or two of snow before any mixing goes on. Temperature making it to the upper 30s tomorrow with a light south wind, increasing a bit in the afternoon. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, temperature dropping back down into the mid 20s. And then because we just haven't had enough, clouds increase on Thursday and more snow. Moving in late in the afternoon Thursday through Thursday night into Friday morning. Temperatures on Thursday getting up to the mid 30s, dropping back to the low 20s Thursday night, and recovering to the mid 30s on Friday. Again, another maybe 1 to 3 inch type situation. So we're not talking a ton of snow compared to what we've just had, but we don't need any more.
No, I mean, anything at this point is going to cause a problem because there's no place left to put it.
Exactly. Right now, it looks like a pretty decent weekend, sunshine both Saturday and Sunday with temperatures up near 40 both days, so we'll get a little bit of melting in.
That's
But
good.
then we get another Arctic blast after that. Temperatures back down around 10 Sunday night, and probably won't get out of the mid 20s on Monday, and maybe some more snow moving in Monday into Tuesday of next week because,
Goodness.
again, we just haven't had enough.
Oh, goodness. And that's March at that point. Sunday is March 1st.
That is correct.
Yeah, wow.
As a matter of
Well,
fact, the first week of March is going to feel more like January, unfortunately, since we get another Arctic blast coming down.
oh, goodness.
But there is some light at the end of the tunnel. It looks like by the time we get to the second week of March, we will be heading into a warmer regime. So fingers
Right.
crossed.
Hold on for a couple more weeks.
Exactly.
Okay. I know there's been a lot of comparison to this storm to the blizzard of 78. There are some similarities, but certainly some differences too, in terms of the coastal impacts.
Yeah, so in terms of overall impact, it wasn't as bad as 78 because 78, that impact was so widespread, not just the coastal flooding, but the heavy snow was impacting a large area, with impassable roads, as we all know, 128, the famous pictures and videos of that. So in this case, it was bad, but only in a smaller area, limited area, basically in Southeast Mass, where they got 30 to 40 inches, because that's too much snow. And it was coming so fast that, plow crews couldn't keep up with it. That sounds like 78.
Oh,
So in that part of the state, very 78-esque, to say the
yes.
least.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And 78, nobody predicted that severity of a storm until that day, really.
Right. I mean, even this one, even as late as Friday, the forecast wasn't that bad.
That's true. That's right. Yeah, it started to change over the weekend.
But I did warn last week, as early as Tuesday or Wednesday last week, that it was either going to be moderate or big. And yep, it was big.
Yes, 50-50.
I did say we weren't going to miss it, and we certainly didn't.
Yes, you did. I do remember you saying that. Boy, you were right about that for sure. Check out your website for all these statistics we've talked about, right?
Yes, bluehill.org. You'll find our current conditions, the statistics that we just talked about, as you mentioned, past weather records, any information about programs you may have coming up, and of course, our webcam, which today should offer a pretty spectacular view.
Yeah, excellent. Matt, I really appreciate the opportunity to get some information and to chat with you, and I hope you get some rest.
I hope so. It doesn't look like I'm going home today. I was talking to home, and they said that our street hasn't been plowed and can't get out of the in or out of the driveway. So I'm like, well, might as well stay here.
There you go. Just have some provisions shipped up to you.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Ready, bud.